I think it's fitting that we kind of bring this to its conclusion and then have some record of it, and then to the extent that we can share this with other people. So I'm not going to speak very long, and I'm going to have these two gentlemen say a few words, and then Gretchen and Ann, if you'd like to come up and just be recording your thoughts. And so I think the most important thing is just to put this legislative act in its proper context. All of us here are completely opposed to Common Core. We know exactly what it is. It's a de facto federal standards. It's the next in a long line of elites trying to control the classroom. But we also understand how difficult this fight is and will be. And it's very important that we do place this legislative act in its context. And what it is that what could agree to is the fact that how we adopted Common Core standards was anything but open, honest, and transparent. We now have that process. We now, the parents that are out there, the citizens that are out there now know where to go. They have a place to go to have to learn and to have their concerns be heard. But that's all that this is. That the fight continues. You know, today's May 16th, the last day of session, and I hope that next week we get back at it and we educate more people and we move forward. And ultimately, the time will come where Missouri and all states in this country adopt standards that are specific to they and their states, and we bring local control back to schools. So, with that, Senator Emery.
You want to let the House sponsor, since it's his bill, begin?
Of course. Yeah. Very good.
Thanks, Senator. So House Bill 1490 began as a very strong message simply saying that the state of Missouri will not adopt the Common Core standards, that we will get out of the Common Core standards. But the question was always asked, well, if we don't do Common Core, then what? And so the answer was created, and these two gentlemen did a great job answering that question. If we don't do Common Core, then what? And the idea is we will create a new process for our standards so that Missouri educators create Missouri standards for our state, for our schools, and for our students. And so what we did is we created a pathway forward, and we answered the question that everybody was asking about, what will we do next? And once we gave a solution that was looked at as a positive versus the negative of no Common Core, we were able to start to gather a coalition, a bipartisan coalition within this building of people saying, you know what, this bill actually makes sense. I understand now what you're trying to do. I may not agree with you that Common Core is this evil thing, but I understand what you're trying to do. And the other thing that happened through the legislative process is a few amendments were added, a few other concepts were included into the bill to, in my opinion, strengthen the legislation, but also bring together some coalitions that, you know, at the beginning of the year, I didn't think we could bring together in support of this bill. One of the very positive things that was added on the Senate side was the privacy issue. Obviously, the concern of data, individual student data, was a big concern that a lot of people had with Common Core, and the Senate did a very great job adding language to make sure that we protect the student data. So this bill, this 1490, as it now is written, it's on the governor's desk. First of all, we protect our state sovereignty. We gave that away when we gave up the ability to create our own standards and our own tests. We reassert our state sovereignty. We assert privacy for our students. We make sure that our individual student data is staying here in Missouri in the schools where it belongs and not being shared outside of our state with those who don't have it. And we also reassert our ability to change and modify the standards as we need them to be modified for our state and for our students. So what this bill does is answers that question, what are we going to do if we don't do Common Core? And I think it answers it well, it answers it strongly, and I hope that this will become a model for other states who are facing that same question, well, if not Common Core, then what? And with that, I'll turn it to the...
Thanks, Representative, and I think that these two have said pretty much everything that needs to be said. I'm just going to kind of try to summarize what I think they have said. First of all, House Bill 1490 is not a conquest. It's a standoff in the fight for freedom and education. There is no conquest with liberty. Liberty's always under attack, and so it's always on defense. HB 1490 moves the battlefront, though, for education, and it moves it a step back towards we the people and away from the education elitists. In the heart of every Missourian is the longing for liberty put there by their creator. In the realm of educating Missouri children, CCSS represents a major campaign of the rich and powerful to remove mothers, fathers, and teachers from a position of influence in the realm of education and setting the course for how Missourians, how Missouri children will be educated and for what. HB 1490 is the effort to re-enlist the mothers, the fathers, and the teachers in the fight for the minds and hearts of those children. The bill is not the end of the fight, it's the beginning. And I'm hopeful that Governor Nixon will recognize that the potential for developing Missouri's own exceptionalism standards rather than common standards has the potential to benefit this state and this nation long after his administration. I think that would be quite a contrast of legacy that would be against a legacy of going along with the CCS crowd. My thanks to Senator Lamping for beginning and continuing this fight against CCSS, to Representative Barr for getting us to this important victory in the fight for both, and both of them for allowing me to play a small part. Thank you all for being here today and for your support and for your ongoing support. And now we'll hear from the ladies that really began this fight.
Chris or Ann, do you guys want to? Certainly can. You deserve this podium.
Okay. Do I need to? Thank you. I'd like to thank Senator Lamping, Senator Emery, and Representative Barr for their grit, tenacity, and perseverance during the last 2 years in introducing Stop Common Core bills. House Bill 1490 is just the beginning of the transparent process of reclaiming authentic local control of our schools. It is the beginning of demanding accountability from our governor, state educational agency, and the state school board regarding decisions made without legislative and voter input. It is the beginning of listening to taxpayer and parents' voices who until now have been ignored completely. It is the beginning of redefining the role of DESE from an agent of the United States Department of Education to an advisory agency within the state. But I also want to thank the countless number of parents, brave parents and teachers, taxpayers, who have been willing to stand up to the system that has been hostile and in many instances less than truthful to them. We will be following progress of the work groups very closely to ensure that Missouri doesn't settle for common standards, but retains the right to set exceptional standards for Missouri students.
I just want to say that what I find the most disturbing part of Common Core has been the use of vulnerable populations such as children to hide an agenda of corporate greed and government power. And we will fight until we win, because we will restore the rights of parents to have authority over their children and over their children's education through local control. And we will restore the school boards to their original mission, which is to be sensitive to the local community and to fulfill the needs of the children of, the, of those communities.
And I would like to reiterate the thanks to the number of legislators who were very active and involved in this process, in addition to the senators here and to Representative Barr. There were dozens and dozens of other legislators who came to our presentations, who spoke out on this issue on Common Core, and have been very supportive in this legislation, this legislative session, and we hope that that will continue as we continue our work going forward.
Well, as a parent, I guess I just want to say that where there's one, there have become now many, and that your voice has been heard, and I'm just deeply appreciative to the school boards out there who have taken note of the parents' concerns, and also those representatives and senators who have been supportive of this legislation. Thank you.
And in conclusion, I'll just, again, thank all these people that are here and their involvement, and I'll encourage the governor to join us and to listen to the people, listen to the legislature, and sign this legislation so we begin this process. But I'm comforted by the fact that we have veto-proof majorities, so with or without the governor's approval, this will go forward. So thank you all for being here today.